I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I sat down with 109th District State Representative John Kivala for a legislative update. We talked about several matters, including funding for the Detroit Public Schools and why that matters here in Upper Michigan, but we started off with a conversation about the dark stores issue. According to Kivala, the issue is starting to gain traction with some of his colleagues in the State House, and he hopes to get some things done legislatively to help with the dark stores matter. Here's more with State Representative John Kivala.
What really has significantly changed the conversation was about a month ago, the governor made an appointment to the tax tribunal, and he appointed Marcus Abood, who is a former tribunal judge. And you know, I think the governor thought this was a safe pick. The guy was a former Granholm appointee, was known to be a hard worker, and so he nominated him. Well, it kind of blew up in his face because Mr. Abood is one of the architects of the dark stores theory. And so it really has riled a lot of people, as it should. And, you know, in the end, I try to take the positives out of things. And the administration now is under immense pressure to get this legislation passed. So the good news is we have the legislation. It'll be ready to reintroduce as soon as we get back in, you know, less than 2 weeks. And we're looking to fast track it now.
You've told me of an uphill battle against groups like the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, other groups like that, that are more attuned to business interests as opposed to the municipal interests where you're coming at it from. Is that changing as this is getting traction?
Well, it is. And, you know, the last work group meeting that we had to, you know, we've kind of vetted out this new draft for a number of months now, and we brought these groups in at the last meeting to show them the legislation, see if they want any tweaks, not wholesale changes. And we think the realtors are on board. They wanted a little change in one area, not a big deal. We're going to throw them that bone as long as they concede to not oppose the bill. When it came to the chamber, they got kind of squishy in their arguments and to the point where Rep. Maturin, who's really taken the lead now, Rep. Maturin is a former assessor and appraiser from Kalamazoo, great guy, gets it, understands it. You know, he's a Republican and he's the vice chair of tax policy, so he's the perfect guy for us to be leading this charge. And Maturin just looked at Trish from the chamber and said, come on, you know that's not true. And so she kind of stood down, and it was our first indication that we may have gotten the chamber to loosen its stance.
It seems like an issue that as people get to understand it, knowing that this taxation formula is really out of balance, it seems like on its face people would seem to get that they would understand that if they come from a background of municipal politics, municipal service, that you need the money to plow the roads, you need the money for the fire service. It would seem to connect.
Right. And so I will tell you what we've struggled with forever is the perception downstate that this is just a UP problem where, you know, a couple of townships were overcharging and gouging these big box stores and they got beat in court. And obviously that's not what's going on. This problem is actually worse downstate in some areas than it is up here. But because it impacts us so badly, because we're small communities and these really have an impact, closing the library and affecting these services, that, you know, that's always been the perception, and we're starting to get that momentum change finally downstate.
State Representative John Kivala is with us in the studios today. In the news today is a multi-million-dollar funding package signed by the governor to help the Detroit public schools basically pay their employees, pay their teachers till the end of the school year. Why does it matter for folks here in Marquette County and in the district? Why does it matter here what's happening with the Detroit public schools?
Well, everything about Detroit matters to Michigan. I've been on this show before a couple of years ago talking about the Grand Bargain where we helped Detroit. Detroit is a growing, vibrant downtown right now. If people haven't been there, you wouldn't believe the billions of dollars of investment going into that community. Having said that, if we don't have strong schools in Detroit, and right now we're failing them, if we don't have strong schools, that won't continue, because what we're getting in Detroit are these young kids coming out of college, and it's not long before they get married, start having babies, and start to wonder, where are we going to put our kids? And if we don't have strong schools, this kind of falls apart again. So it's incumbent on us. Not only that, the Constitution is quite clear. Our number one priority as a legislature, as state government, is to educate our children. and we are failing 45,000 children that deserve something better. They deserve the opportunities that my kids got, that other kids have, and we're failing them. So it's incumbent on us to help them, but at the same time, like the grand bargain, we have to put controls in place so that there is oversight, so these types of problems don't occur again.
Actually, that's something I saw in one of the stories, is that with this funding going in now for DPS, there is an oversight factor that ties into some of the oversight I knew you were involved with the city of Detroit. Is there a connection there?
Yeah, we're modeling it very similarly after the oversight of the city of Detroit, which essentially, the council and the mayor are still in place, but if it's a negotiating with a bargaining unit, that contract's got to be approved by the Oversight Commission. Any big purchases, any bonds, their budget has to be approved. It has to be a balanced budget. And we actually modeled it after New York City in the mid-70s when they were near bankruptcy. So it does work. I say it's like putting the adults in charge of the checkbook. But unfortunately, we have to do that in order to maintain a good, you know, and believe me, money's not the only problem, and the finances aren't the only problem with DPS. It goes deeper than that. There's socioeconomic issues in Detroit
It was in the news today about several former principals and a school supply vendor and kickbacks and corruption. That's a calls for a culture shift.
Well, it does, and it's a lack of oversight. Why are the principals approving, you know, contracts worth hundreds of thousands of dollars? That's just not how it should be done.
That's the comments of 109th District State Representative John Kivala. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.